This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Congress, a vote on Wednesday on the Respect for Child Survivors Act included 28 Republicans who voted no to the legislation to address the FBI's mishandling of child sex abuse cases. The bipartisan bill was introduced in the House of Representatives in the wake of the investigation of Larry Nassar, the longtime doctor for the U.S. Women's National Gymnastics Team. Multiple reports of Nassar's sexual abuse of children and young women on the team were ignored for years. Nassar was convicted in federal and state trials in 2017 and 18, and is serving 60 years in federal prison before he begins his state prison sentences. Through the Respect for Child Survivors Act, the FBI would be required to use multidisciplinary teams of trained professionals in investigations of sexual abuse to address the problems of poorly conducted interviews and the re-traumatizing of survivors. The bipartisan bill passed with overwhelming support in the House on a vote of 385-28, but many are calling attention to the hypocrisy of the Republicans who voted no. Among the Republicans who opposed the bill were Montana Representative Matt Rosendale, along with Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Lauren Boebert of Colorado. All three embrace far-right views. Greene and Boebert have previously made anti-LGBTQ comments and have perpetuated anti-LGBTQ fear-mongering. The right-wing talking points have incited hate crimes and violence across the nation, including the devastating mass shooting at a club in Colorado Springs, Colorado, last month, where 5 people were killed and 25 injured. Rosendale was reelected in November to represent Montana for another term in the U.S. House. The Biden administration says it will release doses of prescription flu medicine from the Strategic National Stockpile to states as flu-sickened patients continue to flock to hospitals and doctors' offices around the country. A triple demic of virus-caused illnesses across the nation is sickening people with COVID, RSV, and influenza. Added to that are cases of strep in children who are flooding pediatric wards in hospitals. An uncontrolled leak on a capsule docked with the International Space Station is compromising operations on the space station and may prohibit a scheduled return trip for 3 cosmonauts. Russian and NASA engineers were assessing a coolant leak from a Soyuz crew capsule docked with the ISS. Dramatic NASA TV images showed white particles resembling snowflakes streaming out of the rear of the vessel for hours. The coolant leak forced the last-minute cancellation of a spacewalk by 2 Russian cosmonauts last Wednesday and could potentially impact a return flight to Earth by 3 crew members. Russia's space corporation Roscosmos and the U.S. Space Agency said the leak is on the Soyuz MS-22 spacecraft. NASA said ground teams were evaluating potential impacts to the integrity of the capsule. The Soyuz MS-22 capsule flew 2 Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut to the ISS in September. There are currently 7 astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the space station. The Soyuz capsule is scheduled to bring 3 of them back to Earth in March, but it now appears that another vessel will have to be sent to the ISS. 2 cosmonauts had been preparing for a spacewalk last Wednesday when the leak was discovered. The crew reported the warning device of the ship's diagnostic system went off, indicating a pressure drop in the cooling system. NASA said the leak had occurred on the aft end of Soyuz MS-22, which is secured to the space station. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.